Hi, this is Chaplain Norris Burks, bringing to you my second version of spirituality in everyday life. As 2020 came to a close, my brother Milton, the one I like to call Brother Man, died of COVID. Now, many folks have offered their condolences, but the most common question I'm asked is, well, did he have any pre-existing conditions? The question suggests they dispute the COVID death numbers, because those numbers include people with conditions like my brother's. It's as if they're saying they don't believe my brother's death counted just because he had high blood pressure or diabetes. If you're among those who hold such beliefs, then you may share my brother's most deadly comorbidity, gullibility. For you see, my brother believed all the social media garbage. He followed the anti-maskers, anti-vaxxers, anti-science, flat-earther folks who posted, reposted, and emailed everyone who dared click a link. As a result, doctors labeled him non-compliant. That was a medical term, meaning that he refused to take his insulin, his blood pressure pills, or other medications. But I gained a lot of hope on Christmas of 2019 when I moved him to a veterans home with their state-of-the-art, round-the-clock attention. I expected him to live another 10 to 15 years. But like many care facilities, they couldn't keep COVID completely at bay. And one afternoon, I was called from the emergency room in the hospital. They're going to say that I have COVID, my brother said, but they want to do that just because that means more money for them, echoing much of the social media nonsense. Don't let them stick a breathing tube down my throat, he said. I know I don't want this. I said, okay, I'll do all I can. But yet, hours later, he reversed his long sworn position. That's because if you ask a person who can't breathe, can we put you on a respirator, he's going to say, hell yes. Milton said yes, and that was the last time I heard him speak. So the week before Christmas, a palliative care nurse called to tell me there was nothing else to do. Was I willing to remove him from life support? I gave my permission, and he died 2 hours later. So I ask again, does my brother's death count? After all, for years he was non-compliant, so perhaps the anti-science community is right. Brother Man didn't die of COVID at all. He died of his comorbidities. But those comorbidities were more than physical. They were spiritual. They're known by many names, such as denial, gullibility, ignorance, and hate. COVID is now determined to have killed millions. But it didn't have to be this bad. It could have been so different without these anti-science deceptions. Those lies killed my brother, not COVID. Now, as long as I remain on this earth, I will demand that my brother Milton's death be counted and his life always remembered. Thank you for joining me.